Is everybody there? Can you hear me now? Can you see? Well, you can't see me. Can you hear me now again? Okay, here we go, here we go, here we go. You know, hello, NFL world. And hello, NFL lovers. You are now tuning in to the Real McCoy Sports Podcast on the DPN Dream Podcast Network. And I'm your host always, forever will be, doing the most, Franklin J. McCoy III, but you can call me Frankie. This is NFL Week 10, Episode 21. All right, Hail Mary, come with me. Kyler Murray, could you D-hop, please? Oh, last second bomb, dropping bombs on your moms. Oh, Kyler Murray with the win. Oh, against Buffalo. No soldiers. And you know what time it is. NFL Week 10, 2020, Hail Mary, Episode 21, Hail Mary. Real McCoy Sports Podcast, NFL Scoreboard. NFL Week 10, Thursday, November 12th, my birthday. I enjoyed my birthday watching the Colts play the Tennessee Titans. Indianapolis 34, Tennessee 17, Sunday, November 15th, 2020. The Cleveland Browns win, what do you call this kind of game? A dud game, 10-7 against the Houston Texans. And the Detroit Lions almost got cheated, but persevered and pulled away a victory against Alex Smith and the Washington No-Names. Detroit Lions 30, Washington 27. Green Bay Packers handle business against the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-20 in Green Bay. And Philadelphia suffers in disappointing defeat 17-27 against the New York Giants in New York. And the Buccaneers redeemed themselves from an embarrassing loss against the Saints the week before in Week 9. And the Buccaneers thrash, beat down, bully the Carolina Panthers 46-23, and the Denver Broncos lose 12-37 against the Las Vegas Raiders, who are hot and steaming like Willie Beeman. Miami handles business against the Los Angeles Chargers 29-21 in a convincing win, and demonstrating why they're a force to be reckoned with. All right, in Arizona, like I started off the show. 32-30 with the last second bomb from Kyler Murray to the wide receiver god DeAndre Hopkins with the dreads. All right. Los Angeles Rams beat up on the Seattle Seahawks 23-16, proving my case in point that Seattle's overrated. And my San Francisco 49ers limp away with a bad loss against the New Orleans Saints 27-13. But hey, at least we got a chunk out of it. At least we injured Drew Brees. Ha! Got him. Gotta teach you about making those remarks about my people. Yeah, I bet you'll be sensitive now. Good job, Hyder. Good job, baby. All right, Pittsburgh beat up on the Cincinnati Bengals 36-10, which cost me some money because I took the Bengals with 7.5. I teased that to 10, 14, still lost. All right, Baltimore Ravens lose to the New England Patriots Sunday night. Surprising, 23-17. Cam again was pedestrian. They even had to let number 16 wide receiver Jacoby Myers, 24 years old out of NC State, throw a touchdown to Burkhead. All right, because Cam sucks. All right, and that's that. All right, Monday Night Football, November 16, 2020, Minnesota Vikings showcase their talents and dominance as they beat up on the Bears 19-13, and Dalvin Cook is cooking once again. In the bye week, Atlanta Falcons had a bye, Dallas Cowboys had a bye, Kansas City Chiefs had a bye, and the New York, I don't know if you can call them Jets, the New York Jitterbugs, they also had a bye, all right? And one game that I was really, I enjoyed, but I was also pissed off with, was the Washington game. All right, I had Detroit in some bets. I placed a couple wagers and parlays, and I had Detroit in a lot because I just felt that they're just way better than Washington. I don't like Smith. Everybody knows. I don't trust him. He sucks. And but nuts to me, I'm still in Shannon Sharp words that I don't even think exist. Unbeknownst to me, Alex Smith had a damn good game. He's fucking balling out on that 1.5 leg he has. But they were cheating. They were cheating. All right? Like Honey Boo Boo, they cheating. I just don't know how they cheat. But they tried to pull a cheat job at the end of the game and called about 5 PIs on Trufant, the cornerback, who deflected a pass without contact, and they still threw the flag trying to help Smith. And Detroit pulled away and won that. So let's get into that. Let's get into the numbers. Washington, no names. Quarterback number 11, Alex Smith, the one I hate. 6'4", 215 pounds, 36 years old, out of the College of Utah. 38 for 55, 390 yards. All right, no touchdowns, none of that. But a lot of yards, all right? That's Alex Smith in a nutshell. All right, number 24, running back Antonio Gibson, the black male Gibson. 6'2", 220 pounds, 22 years old, out of the College of Memphis. 13 carries, 45 yards, 2 TDs. Number 17, wide receiver Terry McLaurin, wide receiver out of Ohio State. 7 receptions, 95 yards, and that was for the Washington No Names. All right, that was your quick stats of a couple players. All right, soon I'll be, in the near future, I'll be covering, you know, I'm giving the defense more shine, singling players out, giving you the stats, letting you know where they rank among the NFL. And I plan on doing that in the future because I'm starting to play episodes and listening to them back to back. And I'm like, I got to give more love to everybody, kickers, to defenders, to coaches, assistant coaches, strength coaches, if I can get their names. Anybody that's affecting the game, I got to start covering and giving them some love, some real McCoy love. I got to start doing that, all right? And I will start doing that. Bear with me, people, all right? I'm building this machine. And this machine is grooving. I gotta grease it up every now and then, oil it up, get an oil change, put some more gas in it. I gotta go hard, people. I'm from the Bay Area, like that. Telling people that 40 Water is back. All right, then I'm back. I'm not 40 Water. I'm Dojell without the ginger ale. All right, Flaky. All right, let me calm down. Now for your Detroit Lions, number 9, Matthew Stafford, quarterback, 6'3", 220 pounds, 32 years old, out of Georgia, the College of Georgia. All right, 24 for 33, 276 yards, 3 TDs. Good job. That was a good day for Matthew Stafford. I like him. He's pretty good. Number 32, running back DeAndre Swift out of Georgia. Once again, 16 carries, 81 yards. Number 11, wide receiver Marvin Jones Jr. out of Cal Berkeley, baby, Bay Area love. 8 receptions, 96 yards, 1 TD. And I guess that's why I always loved him, because he's out of Cal. And I'm from San Francisco, California. So you figure it out. Bay Area, baby. That's in Berkeley. Cal Berkeley resides in Berkeley's 5-minute drive. All right, now we're gonna give you the game breakdown of the game because I enjoyed the game, and unbeknownst to me, Shannon Sharp reference of a word I don't even think exists. Unbeknownst to me, I enjoyed the game. So here it goes. First quarter, 7:12. Marvin Hall, 55-yard TD pass from Stafford. All right, and Let me get these notes together. All right. Pass from Matthew Stafford, which put Detroit up. Matt Prater kicked good, which put Detroit up 7-0 at that point. And with 3:25, Dustin Hopkins with a 38-yard field goal, which made it 7-3. Washington on the board. Second quarter, 11:55, Marvin Jones Jr. with a 27-yard pass from Matthew Stafford. All right, Matt Prater kicked good, 14-3 at that point. And with 8 seconds left in the first half, Matt Prater with a 53-yard field goal good for Detroit, which put Detroit up 17-3. And in the third quarter, 7 minutes, 58 seconds, Detroit's DeAndre Swift, 15-yard TD pass from Matthew Stafford, which put Detroit up 24-3, and they were cruising at that point. But with 2 minutes and 30 seconds, J.D. McKissic with a 2-yard TD run, Dustin Hopkins' extra point good, which made that 24-10. Still in Detroit's favor. But in the fourth quarter, here's where things got greasy. All right. And here's where it's not easy to pull out a victory. Washington with 11 minutes, 21 seconds. Antonio Gibson running back, 2-yard TD run, which made it 24-17. And Washington was clawing in. Then with 6 minutes and 9 seconds, Gibson with a 5-yard TD run, which tied up the game. Then Detroit took the lead with 2 minutes and 37 seconds with a Matt Prater 37-yard field goal, which put Detroit up 27-24. And at that point, people, I want you to bear with me because I'm slowing down. At that point, just like Jocelyn from Lovin' Hip Hop and Stevie J, I don't say Stevie J, I say Stevie with a B because that's how she pronounced it. Hey, Stevie. Here comes the shenanigans. Here's where the shenanigans were coming. All right, here it goes. All right, 16 seconds left. Okay, with that 2 minutes and 37 seconds with the Matt Prater field goal, after that, the shenanigans came. Penalty, flag, penalty, flag, penalty, flag, penalty, flag. Everything Alex Smith did. Third down. Oh, it was no good. Flag. Here, Alex, here's another 4 downs. Okay, third down, fourth down. Flag. Here, Alex Smith, here goes another chance for you to tie the game. Flag! And then eventually, with 16 seconds and with all that cheating, Dustin Hopkins, 41-yard field goal, tied the game up. And Alex Smith was like, oh, look at me! Look at me, big comeback story! No, you're still a scrub. And with all that cheating, Just like they told us growing up, they taught us ball don't lie. And I was waiting for this. I was like, oh, they can't fucking cheat like this. This bad. This egregious. And then with no time on the clock, they had to kick it off because they had 16 seconds. Detroit did their thing. Matthew Stafford made a couple plays. Bang, bang, poop, pow, bada boom, bada bing, Mulian. No seconds on the clock. Matt Prater, 59-yard field goal to win. Good. Which put Detroit up 30-27, baby. And helped me win the bet. But I eventually lost the bet because some other games lost. But that had me on edge. I was entertained. I was surprised. Alex Smith is balling with 1.5 legs. I don't like him, but I respect him. I'm starting to really respect him. Now, it's not about money with him. He made a lot of money. He just loves the game. I don't blame him. He wants to show his kids. Got a beautiful family. The boys look just like him. I'm just like, please do not be a quarterback. Because then I'm just going to hate you without even knowing you. I'm just going to see that face and just see Alex Smith. Beautiful family. But he's balling out. They tried to cheat for him. Everybody's, you know, I get it. Everybody sympathizes with his injury. They like Alex Smith. I like him. I just don't like him as a player. All right, but they tried to cheat Detroit in Detroit. I didn't like that. So what I'm calling for, I'm pushing for a movement for the NFL. Let's start challenging these calls, these defensive pass interference holding when the game's on the line. I propose everybody gets, if you want to start off with something simple, you get one challenge flag for the whole game, penalty. But if you get that right, you get another. That's how I think it should be. If you get it right, you get another. All right? And you should be able to challenge anything. Anything. Defense, special teams, anything. Any call, false start, anything. You should be able to do one. And if you get it right, you get another. I'm tired of these zebra stripes ruining the game. I'm tired of them dictating who wins and loses. Right now, I'm starting to get fed up. A couple years ago with Gruden and the Browns when they cheated for the Raiders, I bit that. I ate it, took that, chalked it up as a loss. But now I'm starting to get fed up. This is enough is enough. All right, let the team who wins win. All right, stop dictating and maneuvering, influencing the spreads. Because I'm seeing a pattern. You guys are influencing spreads by the calls that you're making. Oh, we need the scores to go like this. Let's just call the game like this. Or let's, I have to call something to make the game, the points like this, like that. Too many Jocelyn shenanigans. The Puerto Rican princess says it's too many shenanigans, Stevie. Too many shenanigans. Another game I really enjoyed, really liked, and was the class act of them all, was the Buffalo Bill Arizona Cardinal game in Arizona. Cardinals pull out the victory 32-30. Oh, that was a great game. I didn't catch all of it, but I caught the ending and a lot of the beginning and the very ending. Now, let's go over the stats. Buffalo Bills quarterback number 17. I thought Bosa was with the Klan. If Bosa's with the Klan, the number 17 quarterback, Josh Allen for the Buffalo Bills, he's the Grand Wizard. He's the Duke. All right? What was his name? Something Bill Duke, whatever his name was. Even that cop Furman from the OJ trial, he's times two with them. If Bosa is a Klan member, then Josh Allen is a leader. All right, 6'5", 237 pounds, 24 years old, out of Wyoming, 32 for 49, 284 yards, 2 TDs, 2 INTs. Mediocre game, so-so. Number 11 wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, Cole Beasley out of SMU, 11 receptions, 109 yards, 1 TD. And that was pretty much that for the Buffalo Bills. They got all their other scores from outside of the offense, all right? The Arizona Cardinals, number one quarterback, Kyler Murray, 23 from out of Oklahoma, 22 for 32, 245 yards, 1 TD, 1 interception. Pretty good game. Okay, so-so. Number 41, running back, Kendrick Drake, 26 out of Alabama, 16 carries, 100 yards. And number 10, D-Hop. John Hopkins University's own D-Hop. Wide receiver out of 28 out of Clemson. Number 10, 7 receptions, 127 yards, 1 TD. And that 1 TD came at the end of the game to seal the deal on a Hail Mary, Tupac Machiavelli, All Eyes on Me. Woo! Oh, I'm too good for this. All right. And that was that. That was your week 10. That was your week 10 excitement extravaganza. But I'm going bonanzas. On the Real McCoy Sports Podcast, on the DPN Dream Podcast Network. And you know what we're going to do? Let's go back to, let's switch this segment. Let's go back to the bums, all right? Let's do some community work. All right, let's go back. Well, let's walk the streets right now. Walk the streets with me, people, and let's go. Let's get back to the community and feed these bums. Let's feed the bums. All right, let's make some sandwiches and let's talk about the bums. All right, right now we're talking about bums. We're doing community work right now. Let's talk about these bums. Let's start with the biggest bum of them all. There is biggest bum of them all. Cameron Newton. All right, Newton's Law. New England Patriots win 23-17 against the Ravens. We'll talk about Lamar right after, but Cam, I'm not even going to go over stats, but all I know, he had a measly 100, barely over 100 yards passing. They even, like I said, they had the wide receiver Jacoby Myers throw a touchdown on a trick play because they're not generating enough offense. I'm displeased, disappointed, and just have a lot of disdain, a lot of D's for Newton. Disappointed, displeased, and I hold a lot of disdain for Cameron Newton because he has all that talent, is not living up to it, and he looks like just trash. He just looks like a bum. He looks like a cracked out fentanyl bum. All right, heroin bum, not a crack. Even crackheads get busy and hustle. He's just a heroin fentanyl just bum. And I don't like it, and I'm tired of it. All right, and you're making the Patriots look bad. All right, You got Bill Belichick out here looking bad on these streets. And I don't like it. All right? And let's go over to the Ravens side. Lamar Jackson, oh my God. I feel sorry for this guy because everybody just thought he was big shit. He thought he was big shit walking around, and they're finally realizing he's not Cam. All right, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but he's not Cam. But just like Cam, they both haven't mastered how to be efficient pocket passers. Nobody said you had to be a pocket passer, but be efficient while you're pocket passing. This perfect example is just like the weirdo comment I made. I said it's okay for us to have weirdos on the team. Just don't be in the game acting weird. Okay, you can do what you want to do, all the funny stuff outside of. I don't care how you live your life, but just don't come in the game acting weird. All right. Same thing with Lamar and Cam, and specifically Lamar right now, because at least he has a future. Cam, I threw you away like an ugly stepchild. Now, Lamar, at least you got a future. At least you're very talented, and you got promise. You got spunk. You're not getting it done as a passer. You should have been working on your game. I seen it in Louisville. You're very talented. You make good throws sometimes. But you ran a lot. You ran a lot, and you should have known you're not going to be able to do that in the NFL because, yeah, you might run by some people, but when you get hit, you're going to get hit, all right? And you know what I mean by it. It's going to hurt, all right? And a lot of those NFL players, they're way faster than what you saw in college. So you already know you've been in the league a few years. You already know. But Lamar Jackson, you're just not that quarterback right now, and – that's not to say you can't be. I think you can. It's just that you haven't worked on it. It's a combination of things. I know you haven't worked on it because I see how you're playing. You haven't worked on it like you should. They're calling dumbass plays. I don't understand. You don't have the weapons. I get it. You got some weapons. Not enough. You need another receiver or two. I recognize that. The running game's shitty right now. And I don't know. You guys just look off right now, and you guys look funky right now. It's like, take a shower, get clean, smell good, spray some cologne, YSL, La Nuit, and you'll be fine and dandy. But right now, you guys are a so-so team. You guys are above average team, but you guys are not elite right now. And that's what I take away from the bums, all right? Cam's a bum. Lamar's not a bum. Lamar's not a bum. He just got robbed for his money. He's waiting on his check. He's not a bum yet. All right, he just got robbed. All right, now, Buccaneers, they did their thing, you know. But right now, let me go to Texans as a whole team. You guys are bums. All right, Deshaun Watson, I don't know what to think. You guys should have beat Cleveland. Cleveland has a pretty good defense. You guys know how I feel about Myles Garrett. All right, the ultimate destroyer. All right, woo, that motherfucker wrecked shop. Oh, he wrecked shop. Oh, he ruins your plans, people. Oh, he'll ruin your plans. But the Texans, you guys are just not a good team. And Deshaun Watson, like the guy from Taken. The racist guy from Taken said, good luck. He didn't say that, but his daughter was kidnapped. Good luck. But Texans, you guys are bums. Even the Jaguars are playing better than you guys. Eagles, you guys are for real bums. You guys lost 27-17 against the New York Giants, and you guys are trying to make the playoffs. You better be lucky you're in the same division as the Cowboys. You better be lucky. Because how do you guys lose by 10 against the Giants? Come on now. Come on. All right. And were there any more bums? There weren't any more bums. There were just teams who lost games they should have lost. Bengals lost by 26. But, hey, they were playing the Steelers who are undefeated and smoking. They look like the 49ers of last year. And that was that. Tennessee loses another game, but they lose to the Colts. Colts have a very good defense, and it's no shame in that game right there. And that was pretty much it. That was Week 10. I enjoyed Week 10. Week 10 was very entertaining, all right? And as I conclude this episode, and before I proceed to indulge in the backwood and cookies, all right? Before I do, I want to say I appreciate and love you, all my The Real McCoy babies, all right, on The Real McCoy Sports Podcast, DPN, Dream Podcast Network. I really do. I appreciate you guys tuning in and taking the time to listen to me, all right? I just love talking shit. That's all I do, but I'm honest. I'm passionate about sports. I love watching it, all right? I love talking, and I hope you guys enjoyed my takeaways from the games and my opinions, all right? And these are my opinions, so don't take nothing personal, all right? And have a good day, have a good night. But remember, with the Real McCoy Sports Podcast on the DPN Dream Podcast Network, everything's all right. I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you.